they've started, you know, to get back to the way they were at the end of, towards last season. I think it's been a difficult time for them early on in the season because of, I think, the speculation, a lot of the transfer window and so on. So it's, I think now it'll settle down, and I think now you'll see the true Brighton. I watched them actually Tuesday night, and as I said, it was a very, very tight game from two of the better sides in the league, and as I said, they come out on top in the end.
Of course, you had a short spell as caretaker manager, which I'm sure Brighton fans will remember fondly, because you just steadied the ship, and well, you can claim you sort of set it up for Chris Hughton and the job he's done.
Well, that's you know, nice of them to say that, but as, you know, I love the club, and I worked for the club at the time, so I wanted to just do well in whatever role I was asked to take, and so on. And said, it's the club, it's close to my heart, and as I said, Chris has done a fantastic job there, and well, he's doing a fantastic job, you know.
Last, you expect them to be up there, right, challenging at the end of the season, maybe go one better this year?
Well, of course, you know, it's a tougher league this year. It's a stronger league, and there's a lot of stronger sides in it, but I expect them to be strong, and they'll be in the mix. Definitely they'll be in the mix. As I said, it seems like Newcastle, there's Villa and people like that who have strengthened and come down from the Premier League. They'll be strong and they'll be difficult, but so Brighton will definitely be in the mix because of the players they've got and the structure and everything that's there, you know.